Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business. Praise God. Well, we have been, if you're a relatively new listener, the last several weeks looking at afflictions in the life of Christians. We looked at Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And we've looked at many different aspects, and currently this week we're looking at afflictions in the life of the Christian, our ministry to others. And yesterday we looked at several passages found in First Thessalonians, the fourth and fifth chapter, that God allows us the privilege of ministering to others, that we are able to, just as we have experienced the consolation of Christ in our lives, we're able to minister to those who are in need. In fact, let me just share 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. So we see from these passages, scriptures that I've shared, this Thessalonians, that we should minister to one another. Well, how do we do that? Well, beloved, the Word of God is our tool. We minister to others the same way God ministers to us, by His Word, quickened and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Surely you've had the experience of reading the Word, and all of a sudden, one particular verse just jumps out at you. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you out of the Word of God. In fact, that is one very strong, very powerful, and very legitimate and dependable way that you can hear God's voice, that you can hear God speaking to you. Know whatever it is in God is wanting to relay to you in your life. And we can't go wrong with the Word of God. And so we can use the Word of God to minister to others. Let me share a passage of Scripture, Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime in the Word of God, obviously, were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And so we are able, because of this hope and the faith that, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Yeah, heaven and earth is going to pass away, beloved, but His Word will not pass away. I hope you love the Word. I hope your love for God's Word is growing day by day. That's my heart's desire. I pray that for myself. I pray for the partners, the radio family, that we will love God's Word. We will delight to do His will, which is His Word. I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. So, who do we minister to? Well, obviously, those in need. And again, as I did for this series, I literally just sat down with the Bible and a concordance and saw patterns, saw groupings of meanings, of instructions, and just compiled them, if you will. So the Word is really preaching itself. We minister to those in need, and there's eight types of needs, I guess you would say, that I'd like to share with you. Obviously, the persecuted. In fact, let me just say, when I was a very young Christian, one of the burdens God placed on my heart and has remained all these years is that I personally, and I believe God's people, should be praying for the persecuted church, our brothers and sisters in Christ who are experiencing martyrdom, torture, suffering, alienation from families, in prison, sometimes for years, enduring all kinds of privation for the cause of Christ. And we should certainly be praying for them and doing what we can to support them in prayer. So there may be I know there's some ministries that actually minister to those who are in that situation of persecution. Deuteronomy 33 and 27 declare, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them." And not only is it the physical persecution, but for the persecuted are really being overwhelmed by the work of the enemy, by spiritual warfare. They are being persecuted by the hosts of hell, the forces of darkness, and we need to pray for those who are suffering persecution. And secondly, we need to pray and minister, and it's not just to say to your brother, well, whatever your need is, I'll pray for you. But if we have something to help in a practical, literal way, the Word admonishes us that we certainly should do that. Psalm 10 and 14, talking about the poor, "For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor man committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless." Psalm 34 and 6 says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Isn't it wonderful there are absolutes in God? He saves, this poor man cries, and God saves him out of all his troubles. Sometimes he does that sovereignly by his Spirit, but many times it's through the helping hand, the compassion, the love of a fellow believer that ministers to that need in the life of a person's life. And of course, we should remember the sick and minister to the sick. Psalm 41 and 3. "The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness." The NIV says, "The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness." Now, there are many that are, you know, members of your church. You could pick them up or pick up the phone and give them a call and just inquire as to how they're feeling. Or there's wonderful opportunities for visitation, perhaps in hospitals. I know there's probably a protocol. And in nursing homes, oh my goodness, that's always been such a burden on my heart, and have done it at times. Years ago, I did it with my therapy dog. There are so many needy people. We never have to wonder, oh, well, how can I minister in the name of the Lord? Just look around, beloved. There are hurting people everywhere. And we can minister to the tempted. Again, passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." The Amplified Translation says, "But with the temptation he will always," always, is that always? Sometimes? No, always. "Also, provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful patiently to bear up under it." What is the escape? Well, beloved, it's God's Word and His presence, His anointing, the fellowship and consolation of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says, "And he said unto me," this is the Lord speaking to Paul, "my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And then James 1 and 12, and also James 4 and 7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I know I'm giving a lot of scriptures, beloved, but just hearing the Word of God, you know, if we did nothing but just repeat the Word of God, there's an anointing and blessing enough in hearing God's Word that victories would be wrought. And that's why the devil keeps some of you away from your daily time in the Word. Why? Because it's a source of power and ministry and deliverance in your personal life. Yeah, uh-huh. He does. He tries that with all of us, right? 2 Peter 2:9, "For the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." So, there's a lot of people to minister to, the persecuted, the poor, the sick, those who are tempted, those who are going through That's why a lot of times you're going through those battles. So you have gone through something similar. You'd be able to share your experience and how God undertook for you. And then also, oh, and this certainly is true today, to the troubled in mind. Psalm 42 and 5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Beloved, so many are burdened in heart and spirit, in mind. Psalm 94 and 19 says, "In the multitude of thy thoughts, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul, the comforts of the Lord." And then in John 14:27, again, the beautiful words, the promise of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Beloved, that's a word for some of you listening today. And the Lord impressed that the scriptures would not be dry, but will minister to hearts that are here in the situations you may be dealing with. So when you share God's word, he will anoint that word. Remember, that's how we minister. Certainly practical and personal testimony is important, but the word of God is especially significant. And then there's several more, but I'm just going to share one more because my time is fleeing. To those deserted by friends, Psalm 27 and 10, "When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Psalm 41 and 9, "Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me." Beloved, that's one of the hardest things to take when you're deserted by friends or family. Jesus was, and so he certainly can relate to what you're feeling. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And if you're able to join me tomorrow, we'll pick up right here and share a few more points of how we can minister to others. And if any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived there for your convenience. Also, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs or the needs of others that you may know. There's power in agreement. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.